Jobs was never prone to understatement. To the cheers of the crowd, he declared, "iTunes for Windows is probably the best Windows app ever written." Microsoft was not grateful. They're pursuing the same strategy that they pursued in the PC business, controlling both the hardware and software, Bill Gates told Business Week. "We've always done things a little bit differently than Apple in terms of giving people choice." It was not until 3 years later, in November 2006, that Microsoft was finally able to release its own answer to the iPod. It was called the Zune, and it looked like an iPod, though a bit clunkier. 2 years later, it had achieved a market share of less than 5%. Jobs was brutal about the cause of the Zune's uninspired design and market weakness. "The older I get, the more I see how motivations matter. The Zune was crappy because the people at Microsoft don't really love music or art the way we do. We won because we personally love music. We made the iPod for ourselves. And when you're doing something for yourself or your best friend or family, you're not going to cheese out. If you don't love something, you're not going to go the extra mile, work the extra weekend, challenge the status quo as much."